This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class today. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, you had mentioned speed and being stopped by the police for, speed over the limit. I want to mention something. Class, the old truck that I drive, that rust-colored Chevy truck, uses, initially it had a tire size of 245/75R16. And I always, or almost always, whenever possible, I increase the tire size because I want more distance between the wheel and the road. I want more rubber there. I want more shock-absorbing rubber. So I always increase the size of the tires when possible. Okay, sometimes you just can't do it, but I do. I don't like these low-profile tires, these 55 series, 50 series, 45 series, 40 series. I don't like them. I like 60 or better. And so when I increase the tire size from 245 to 265, it affects the speedometer and the odometer. Now, if you divide it out, you'll find out there is an 8% difference between a 245 and a 265. That means that my engine, if it's in, let's say, top gear, it's an automatic transmission, so I'm going down the highway, my engine will be rotating 8% less than if I had the original size tires on it. That means my speedometer is 8% slow. That means if I do a mileage calculation and say, well, how many miles have I driven since I filled up the tank, and how many gallons have I used? And if I do that simple arithmetic, I'll get the number of miles per gallon. Let's say I get 20 miles per gallon. Well, I'd have to add 8% more to that because the odometer will be 8% slow. The speedometer will be 8% slow. And it really means I'm going 8% faster. So if my speedometer says I'm doing 55, I'm doing 55 plus 8% more. Okay? So keep that in mind if you do what I do. You might have to reduce the speed as it appears on your speedometer. But I do that because I think it's better. I want more rubber on the road. I want bigger footprint. I want a bigger tire patch. And I want more distance between my wheel and the road, because the roads are pretty lousy. And I don't want to beat up my suspension any more than I have to. So I want the tires to take that pounding rather than have the suspension take the pounding, because I can replace the tires easily. Any comments on that, Rick?
No, it's just that's why in a court of law, they give you that 8% margin, and why the police are supposed to presume that they're an error bar or, of 8%. And that's why to be pulled over when you're going 42 in a 35 mile an hour zone is highly questionable.
Yeah, and, I don't know if the guys in costumes can actually read, what it says on that display. I don't know. I mean,
well, there's this part of if you want the physics of the way Doppler transducers work, you can also create an argument on impulse in terms of lowering, if you're lowering your speed or raising your speed, police can't measure that distinctional difference, and that creates a secondary level of error in the actual physical measurement. Oh, and I can go through a physics argument on that as well.
Well, now, let's do that, because what you're referring to, I believe, is average speed over a time or instantaneous speed during that time.
Yeah, it's called acceleration over velocity. And so when the police use a term, they're misusing it, and in a court of law, you can use that distinctional difference and win from a legal argument point of view.
Okay.
That's why the police normally, because of that loophole, will in fact always do something where you're at least 11 miles over the speed limit before they have an argument.
Now you know why, class. Look, I was thinking about this device I want to install on our plumbing system here at the farmhouse. And we have plastic plumbing. When I was growing up, we had copper plumbing. Copper plumbing replaced galvanized iron plumbing because of the galvanized plumbing would corrode. And it would leak, and it was a nuisance. So copper plumbing was really good, but copper became so expensive. Copper became so expensive that they took the copper out of pennies. So pennies don't have copper in them anymore. They look like they have copper in them. They're copper coated, but they really are not copper through and through. So when we plumbed our house, I used PVC and CPVC. And for the hot water, I used CPVC, which is rated for about 180 degree temperatures. And I used PVC for the cold water because it has a larger diameter for the same specification. So, for example, if you use half-inch plumbing that's PVC, it has a larger inside diameter than half-inch hot water CPVC plumbing does. So, anyway, we use those that kind of plumbing exclusively throughout the house for potable water. But I'm interested in your thoughts on magnetizing that water. So I have this device which will pulse at a specific frequency, magnetic pulses through a coil of wire. So let's say I have this 10-foot length of wire. Let's say it's 18-gauge. And I wrap it around the pipe, the plastic PVC pipe, and I power this device, which pulses magnetic fields into the water, because the magnetism will go right through the plastic into the water and have an effect on the water. Do you think that there actually is an effect of magnetizing the water?
No, I don't. But water is one of the very few elements that does not compress. And that's why water is considered, it has a complete transference of energy from one point to the other, almost perfect. And that's one of the reasons why water is so dangerous in a wave, because the larger the wave, the more energy is going through there. It doesn't compress like air does, doesn't compress like other liquids might, doesn't, when it freezes, it actually, in fact, does the opposite of what you think it would do. It expands slightly. And so electromagnetic fields are changing the structure in the water, but it does not, as a rule, compress.
Well, okay, so if...
That's one of the wonderful things about water and bad things about water. It doesn't compress.
If you look at the side of the road, let's say in West Virginia, where they have lots of rock and they've blasted through the rock to create, a flatter road so the road doesn't go up these steep hills, and they kind of smooth out the height of some of these of the ground, so they put roads in so we can drive on them. You'll see that there's lots of rock falling off, you know, these blasted through areas, and it's water that gets in these crevices of the rock, and then temperatures plummet and the water expands and breaks off the rock. So if I had a big rock and I wanted to make two halves rather than have this one big rock, I could drill a hole in that rock or drill a couple holes in that rock. Let's say the rock is 3 feet tall. And I drill down about a foot with a quarter inch drill bit, fill it with water, and when it freezes, that rock may split. Is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Enormous power that water
has. That's a rare property of water. Most things, when they get colder, they contract. Water does not. One of the very few molecules that expands when it gets colder. And it's very rare. The amount of expansion is low, but it's enough to take and crack rock. That's how one of the ways they do it.
And from my early physics class, I learned that water is the only material that expands when it's heated and expands when it's cooled.
The gas part of liquid gas and solid. That part of reality is that, you know, air pressure and so on. But the heating and expansion part is quite different than the freezing part, where everything expands usually when you heat it. But when you cool it, water expands slightly, and that's why we have, you know, icebergs where it broke off the ice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if we apply a magnetic field to water, can we make water wetter?
Wetter. Yes and no. It depends on what you're defining by wet. Whenever water touches anything, it restructures itself. And that is why the surface of a wave is moving faster than the wave itself. Because of the H3O2, part of water, when it touches there.
All right, Doc Graham's with us, and I've got a question about Antarctica. And it seems like there's some cosmic rays that are spewing out of Antarctica. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, scientificamerican.com, says there's something mysterious coming up from the frozen ground in Antarctica. And it could break physics as we know it. Physicists don't know what it is exactly, but they do know it's some sort of cosmic ray, a high-energy particle that's blasted its way through space into Earth and back out again. But the particles physicists know about, the collection of particles that make up what scientists call the standard model of particle physics, shouldn't be able to do that. So there are low-energy neutrinos that can pierce through miles and miles of rock unaffected, but high-energy neutrinos, as well as other high-energy particles, have large cross-sections. That means that they'll almost always crash into something soon after zipping into the Earth, but and never make it out to the other side. So the scientists and researchers are puzzled by what is coming out of Antarctica. Have you come across that?
I'm looking at it right now on the Ice Cube Neutrino Observatory. I don't actually... Neutrinos are elementary particles, parts that can... Well, they are sub elementary particles. That means a neutrino is part of what makes up a neutrino is essentially, or was at one point, considered massless. It was like light. Didn't have a wave or a particle component to it. It was one or the other. Now I'm looking at this, and I'm going to try to odd pattern. It's Ice Cube is a neutrino observatory. What they're using that for? It's like another way of looking at space. The fact that Antarctica is having anomalies, it is in itself an anomaly. There was, when I was there in the early 70s, besides the so-called Nazi base and the Viking base I saw, there was a hole that was in Antarctica that we were unable at that time technically to be able to go down into it. It was a large hole that went straight down into the mantle 100 miles. Now, we didn't have anything that could move vertically up and down like that 100 miles at the time in the 70s, and so it was an unknown. Then Buzz Aldrin, others, apparently visited Antarctica, heads of state. My guess is, and I don't know, there was some technology where we were allowed to be able to at least send drones, something down that hole, because to go vertically 100 miles, do you know of any vehicle that'll do that? I don't. And from a physics point of view, at 100 miles down in the metal, that is verging on plastic, where rock becomes liquid and like a form of plastic or malleable. And to maintain a hole like that, the physics of it is beyond anything that I'm aware of in current physics. Now, with that said, what's going on? And then there was the conspiracy news of immediately Antarctica was evacuated. And I remember when all of this was happening a couple of years back, heads of state were visiting Antarctica. I think they were showing off what they had discovered, and then they had a way to go down into this hole. And my guess is something was in stasis and woke up. Now, what would that be? Well, the so-called biblical watchers, the Anunnaki and the so-called Nephilim, I don't know. What I do know is I saw the hole. And what that might represent physically, I have no idea. But
I'll tell you what. We come back, we talk about turpentine and what your thoughts are on people consuming turpentine as a cure for maladies. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, 7 Russian military intelligence officers named in a sweeping U.S. criminal indictment that was just detailed a short time ago at the U.S. Justice Department. The 7 are accused of engaging in malicious cyber activities against the U.S. as well as its allies. And Attorney General John Demers says some of the charges involve the targeting of organizations that have been investigating Russia's alleged use of chemical weapons. U.S. senators are reading a long-awaited final report from the FBI on allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, as the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
"This information comes on top of what was already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee."
He still plans a vote to confirm Kavanaugh tomorrow or Saturday, and this is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Watch it.
No, there's something else.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick. And I've been reading stories about turpentine. I even met someone who was promoting drinking turpentine as a cure for colds and digestive system, as a digestive system cleaner. And there are people who are promoting, you know, drinking turpentine. I've got some serious concerns about that. What do you
have? Well, you should. And yes. Okay, so turpentine is a class of chemistries. They're called terpene alkaloids, and I've spoken about them a lot. You'll find them in a lot of plants, mostly in pine and a conifer. That they will actually make turpentine, which is paint remover, if you will. But terpene alkaloids actually are an antifungal, antibacterial remedy when used properly. This is the key word here. Now, essential oils like lavender, oregano, juniper berry, making gin. Yeah. The one I have always used was wormwood. I like to deworm my body myself from H. pylori, T. gundi, that's another real creepy one from cats, a little mind bender, I believe is how they qualify that, because the actual, when a cat comes up and puts its mouth next to your nose and purrs, you have just thoroughly been inoculated with T. gundi, which is a little mind bender. If it gets across the blood-brain barrier, it breaks your mind down. And these are worms that are historically, every country except the United States has a deworming protocol. I like to drink absinthe. That's a good way to do it. The primary way to do it with turpentine is to boil the frog. I would use wormwood. That has terpene alkaloids in it. Taking it orally is not the primary way it's used, but I take boiling the frog is where you take a single drop in a glass of water the first day, two drops the second day. By the 10th day, you now are taking 10 drops a day for the next 10 days, and you will deworm yourself in a 28-day period. You probably don't need to do that again for at least another 2 or 3 years. That's called boiling the frog. You sneak up on it, and before it's too late, the bacteria cannot evacuate or change, and you've cleaned your body out. Primarily, turpentine or terpenes, the terpene alkaloids, are used on horses, especially high-end horses that have abscesses, usually on their hooves. Same thing with your feet. If you have, what is that called, a dermatophyte, where your toenail is gone colored, brown under the toenail, that is a fungus inside your, between your toe and your toenail. And it is something that from you, they try to get it from the inside out where they go through digestive processes. You can simply soak your feet in, changing the pH will do it, like apple cider vinegar. That will clean your feet up. But with racehorses and other things like that, where there are multiple parasite issues working in a horse stable and places like that, you have T. gundi, yeast, helicopter bacteria. Oh, man, the list goes on and on and on. Eczema. It is all the same. It's bacterial-related. Terpene alkaloids will go in and clean that out. Now, you need to be kind of careful because it's also a toxin. It's a toxin to a lot of things, not just bacteria and fungi. And so it goes in and kills lots of things. That's why we use it, is terpene alkaloids. Wormwood is the most common one that's used in Europe, but you can use turpentine. You must thin it down. What they have is a thing called Venice turpentine that when you mix it with DMSO, it removes soreness in a pack usually on your ankle or the horse's ankle. That is what normally works. To be drinking turpentine, you know, that's crazy. But if you use extremely small quantities of it in a more organized boil the frog kind of thing. And when I said a tincture is to be distinguished differently than an essence or a... you see, each one in my book, The Potential of Herbs is a Cash Crop, I talk about the different concepts of what an essential oil is, what a tincture is, an essence, and a poultice. They're all different in percentages. And it's low percentages. Tincture is usually 10%. That means a drop of wormwood, for example, it contains 10% wormwood in that single drop. That's how little you're taking. And when you put a single drop in water, drink it. The next day you drop two drops in. That protocol will eliminate worms in your body. That would include those terrible worms that you would get from a cat when it purrs up next to your face. And I would say that at least 60% of humans are infected because of their relationship to cats. And that's what a cat, that T. gundi originally evolved in a cat where it will infect the mouse so that the mouse does not have a fear of the cat. And it makes the cat able to control the mouse more easily in its capture. It's an interesting process. I have written about it under mind control, and T. gundi is a mind control parasite. And so there's your reason to deworm yourself right out of the gate, not even talking about H. pylori, which gets into your... H. pylori is the one that makes it look like or makes you feel as if you have indigestion and an ulcer. And normally, it's H. pylori because of the cleanliness of your water purifying plant. You won't get it out of a well, but if you have city water, like we do here in Grants Pass, everybody has H. pylori and needs to deworm themselves periodically. Now, that's the best I can do. I did some more online searching. That takes care of that, I hope. I was interested in this neutrino thing. This is interesting. I've just been reading about it. It's brand new for me. And what I would like to do, maybe we'll talk about this next week, where I do a little more research, because what Antarctica is discovering in the Scientific American article is kind of curiously interesting, and the implications are such. I'll tell you what I do know. The Earth has a lot of garbage in it. You know, right now with the solar minimum, the Earth is absorbing things that are going around the sun that would normally be absorbed by the sun are hitting the Earth. And it's causing the Earth to expand. And the expansion has got weird things in it. Let's talk about the Bermuda Triangle. Or there was a writer, Captain Cathay. He was captain of the New Zealand Air Force. And he wrote a bunch of books about anomalies on Earth called Harmonic 33 and 697. Harmonic 697, where he shows that these anomalies, like the so-called Bermuda Triangle or the Oregon Vortex. The Oregon Vortex was something that I studied for the military back in the 70s, where I had an interferometer that was proven that at 40,000 feet, it was bending light. Now, there is only one thing in nature that I know of that will bend light at that altitude, and that's a called a mini black hole. And these so-called anomalies that have been absorbed by the Earth, by a little black hole running through space and it hits the Earth and gets locked into, the Oregon Vortex in Gold Hill, where you go at one end and the light's bent so that you get this anomaly of light being bent and you're shorter here than you're over there. How does that work? I don't know. What I do know is the Earth's got a bunch of phenomena like that all over the Earth. And a mini black hole in and around Florida may account for many of the so-called lost aircraft. I can run a very solid argument on how that might work with holograms. And the idea that it doesn't mean the airplane is gone, but if there's a balancing out of electromagnetic fields, well, you don't have the projection of force waves. And now what's happening is you've got something else going on that we have yet to describe in physics. And I, space and time, all of that kind of thing, more interesting than turpentine, trust me. or at least if it were me, these concepts are now coming out every day as anomalies where people are now noticing fairies and fawn and elves everywhere. The so-called secret commonwealth. We're now discovering there's other universes interfacing with our own that we call reality. And that is going to be, there's a movie out, what is it, Will Smith did, called Bright, where he goes out and whacks his little pest fairy, kills it in front of a bunch of bikers, and then has a troll for his partner in a police car. That's a really good movie, but the truth of it is it's getting more interesting like that.
So, Rick, the boiling the frog that you talked about, we're talking about not consuming turpentine, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Class, we are not consuming turpentine.
But the terpene alkaloids that are part of turpentine.
Okay. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, class. And if you'd like to go to his website, it's richardallenmiller.com. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. And that's where you can peruse his offerings, buy his books, and they'll be signed. Dr. Miller signs each one of his books, and they're personalized. And if you'd like to add some of them to your library, as I have, it's really a treat. It really is. And so, Rick, the reason I mentioned turpentine is because there seems to be this craze, and I just want to make sure people do their own research, their own homework, before following the advice of an actress who says that, you know, turpentine is the cure for maladies.
It's not turpentine. You know, lots of herbs contain terpene alkaloids. And it's got a certain kind of a smell, and the terpene alkaloids are antibacterial, antifungal, but that means they kill a lot of things, including you if you're not careful.
I'm glad you said that. And so that brings me to my next question. Colloidal silver, and a lot of us know about colloidal silver, and a lot of us have thought, well, maybe it'll work, maybe I should consider trying it. How does colloidal silver know where to go? It kills bacteria. Does it discriminately kill only the bad bacteria? Does it kill all bacteria? Do we know how it works, Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
In one sentence or less, it's a heavy metal, and you can turn blue, literally, if you're not careful with colloidal silvers. Like all heavy metals, there is a good, a bad, and an ugly aspect of it. And again, it has, like terpene alkaloids, you need to know how to use it properly. Silver is a heavy metal. Silver in colloidal states behaves slightly differently than silver as a heavy metal. Silver as a monoatomic element behaves even differently than colloidal silver. the studies that have been done regarding bacterial decay using colloidal silver are extensive and are very promising. But, again, one has to not be chasing windmills and rainbows. One needs to be doing a very solid research, keeping diaries on what it's doing to you. I have seen people that took that fad and literally turned blue. They looked, I mean, it was really creepy. And once that happens, you know, some of that isn't reversible. Heavy metals.
Even with with carbon-60?
Carbon-60, again, who knows what they're putting into it. How about I sold as a ruse the fullerene water, and in fact what I did is I put deuterium inside it. Now I have a little button I could push, like in the Star Trek movie where you disappear. I would let the buyer beware, and if you're going to do some of these kinds of things, make them yourself. Actually, what is actually healing you is not the fullerene water or the colloidal silver or the turpentine. It's more likely the your belief in them. And that's where I'm writing in my field now on the power of belief and how I think placebo is resulting in 70% of healing, not 10. I think that you personally know more about what's going on in your body than your doctor. And that is how that all works. And I think that medicine is broken. And I think that it's time you take responsibility for your own health. Because one size does not fit all, and we're all uniquely different.
Can you give us a 10-second answer to what the definition of mono or monatomic is?
Single molecule.
Mm-hmm. So just silver, nothing else.
Colloidal.
Right? Pure.
Yeah. And colloidal is a grouping, like water. Willard water over water.
Very good. Dr. Richard Alan Miller, RichardALANMiller.com. Rich, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.